Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Stephen.
As I said, we have been talking about choices and their results, good and bad. Now many of our choices are rooted in our childhood experiences that have negatively colored our world. God warns us to guard our hearts, to take charge of our hearts against a hostile emotional takeover. In fact, Proverbs chapter 4 and 23 says, guard your heart above all else. If you can just kind of get a mental picture in your mind of your heart and then standing in front of it and guarding it like, no, you can't get in here. You can't touch my heart. The Bible says, guard your heart because it determines the course of your life. And your heart and emotions will deceive you when making decisions. And that is really the danger of emotions. When you don't really understand what your emotions are really for, they are not to guide you or direct you. They are to allow you to know something's going on, something's happening. But from that emotional drama that you may be feeling, God wants you to go to his word, open it up and say, see what you need to do with those emotions. Talking about the heart being deceptive, Jeremiah 17 and 9 says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Imagine that. Then it goes on to say it's desperately wicked. Oh my goodness, your emotions, my emotions, are not only deceptive, but they're wicked. No one can even understand how deceitful they are, or it is. And it goes on to say in verse 10, I, the Lord, search minds and test hearts, and I will reward each person for what he or she has done. So you see, whatever your emotional response is to a situation, God is going to judge you for the outcome of your behavior. Now, God tells us that our decisions and our choices must be guided by his word and the Holy Spirit to have a happy ending. In Psalm 119:05, it says, 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In other words, the word of God guides us how to walk, how to live, what path we should take in making a choice or a decision. And with the turmoil in our world and society on every side, it's so important for us to refocus our life's priorities. Now, I want you to listen to what the wisest man who ever lived said about what really matters. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, this is what Solomon wrote by the Holy Spirit. He said, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth before the difficult days come, and the years draw near where you say, I have no pleasure in them. For man goes to his eternal home, and the Spirit will return to God who gave it. Goes on to say in verse 10, the preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright words of truth. And then he says, so let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. We're talking about what really matters. And this is the conclusion of the whole matter. He says, fear God. Keep his commandments, because this applies to everyone. Nobody gets a free hall pass on what you think you should be doing in your life. No, right here, the wisest man says, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we must all reverence God and obey God because this applies to everyone. And then he goes on to say, God will certainly judge everything that is done. This includes even your secret things, whether they be good or bad. Now, in an article called The Most Important Life Goals, it provided a list in order of priorities from 1
to 73. I'm not going to read all 73 to you, so don't get nervous. But I'm just going to mention something just to show you our cultural values opposed to spiritual values. Number one, you may have already guessed what number one is. Number one was enjoying life. Being playful, carefree, lighthearted, enjoying life, being adventurous, having an exciting, stimulating life to live for today. Devoting time to amusement, recreation, entertainment, hobbies, so on, so on, and so on. That's the number one priority out of 73. And then you go to 6 through 8. And these priorities talk about financial freedom, buying the things I want, having an easy and comfortable life, occupational success, being successful in my occupation, having a good job, keeping up to date with career-related knowledge, having the work I really like, and then having money and having wealth, achieving lifetime financial security, being able to meet all my financial needs, making a lot of money, having enough money to leave for my descendants and to provide for my family. And way down on the priority list, number 38, achieving religion and spirituality, achieving salvation, maintaining religious faith, and pleasing God. And further down to number 52, giving God the glory. And this involves Christ, that we find out who we are and what we're living for through him. Now, let me start with number one. Let's refocus, because we're talking about what matters most. We just heard from the wisest man what really matters. God in your life matters. God's purpose and plan for your life matters. That's number one. Now, listen to what it says in Isaiah 46 and 9. It says, "For I alone am God, I am God." Now, I believe he repeats that because he wanted to say behind that, "And you are not." Because he goes on to say, "And there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens." Now listen, "And everything I planned will come to pass." God not only knows the future, folks, he plans it. He has a plan for your life. Your life has already been planned. You see, God plans the future and inserts your life, your purpose, and your assignment. He brings you into some situation because he wants to make you a part of his plan to help someone, to save someone, to encourage someone. You need to understand your life is really not about you at all. Jesus said, "I did not come to please myself." He said, I came to please the Father and to save the world. And then he said, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." You need to understand that the priority in your life should be based upon the purpose you were born for. And that is to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. God sent you here as an answer to someone's prayer. You are here to help someone, to encourage someone, to change someone's situation. God made you a part of his sovereign plan. Now listen to what it says in Jeremiah 29:11, because it says that God blesses us as we stick to his plan. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good things." Say, God has good things planned for me. Yeah, if you really believe that, give God some praise right now. Yeah. "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good things, not for disaster." Now, we know that bad things happen to good people. But it's not going to stay that way. "Weeping may endure for a night. Joy is coming back in the morning." Somebody say amen. The Bible says that God wants to give you a future filled with hope. And there's always hope. While you are going through your difficult times, there is hope for a better day.
and it's coming. So I don't know who I'm talking to today. You may be going through all kinds of trials and tribulations and troubles and all of that. I can promise you, according to the Word of God, that there's still hope. And that hope is going to bring about a better day for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want to declare to you all today that fulfilling your purpose in life really matters. Like I said, it's the reason why you were born. Now you say, well, how can I know my purpose? Well, one of the ways that you recognize your purpose is by the gifts that God has given to you. And I want to read Romans chapter 12 and 6. We're talking today about what really matters. A lot of things are being put on your plate. A lot of things are being introduced into your life. We're talking about what really matters. Romans 12 and 6. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, that is to speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, then serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, then be encouraging. If it is to give, then give generously. If God has given you leadership, ability, or administration, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift of mercy for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. And then the Bible says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. What a challenge. The Bible says, hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good. Now, you know, people say, well, that's a really, really lofty type ideal thing that you're really espousing there in what you're saying. And believe me, I'm going to get to that. I know I was called to be a teacher, but you know, they don't make a lot of money. In fact, they were just, you know, they were just picketing and everything to get more money. Thank God that those teachers did get more. You know, when it's really something when you think about the people who educate us and educate our children are not getting the top salary. It's an amazing thing, but that's the world in which we live. And many people take a job based on how much they're paid, but that may not have anything to do with your purpose. See, but let me just say, according to the Word of God, you'll never be more successful in life than operating in your purpose and what God has for your life. Why? Because that was the plan for your success. And let me just say this. We often think that we have unlimited time, but all that we can really count on is this moment. Doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. Listen to what the Bible says. In James 4 and 14, it says, you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Let me ask you a question. How many of you know what's going to happen tomorrow? Let me see your hand right now. See, the Bible is telling the truth. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And then it goes on to explain, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then it just vanishes away. Psalm 103 and 15 says, our days on earth are like grass with wildflowers that bloom and then they die. It says the wind blows and we are gone as though we had never been here. True, profound and true. Folks, but we possess an eternal spirit that will never die. And that and that is something that you really need to pay attention to. Because we all know that someday, if the Lord doesn't return first before the rapture, we will die. But what you need to understand is, technically, your spirit will never die. And there are only two eternal destinations when you leave this world, heaven and hell. Now, a lot of people don't like to even think about these things. But you have to, because it's what really matters. All those who accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord are escorted to heaven by the angels when they die. Verse 17 goes on to say, but the love of the Lord remains forever with those who reverence and worship him. Folks, God's love extends from time into eternity. In fact, the Bible even goes on to say that God will take care of your children and your grandchildren when you serve him faithfully. Listen to what it says. It says his salvation extends to children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. What really matters today is where you will spend eternity tomorrow. Now, as a pastor, I end up going to many funerals. Sometimes the people who attend, that's the first time they attended church. That's, you know, it's so important to establish a relationship with God before you really need God. Now, you may just want to think about that for a minute. People who place their happiness and their success and their wealth before pleasing God and knowing God are deceived because they don't really understand or realize the circle of life. And there is a circle of life. The Bible says there's a time for everything, a time to be born and a time to die. In Psalm 90 and verse 10, it says the days of our years are 70, or if by reason of strength, 80 years, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for it passes quickly and we fly away. I can tell you, I used to look at people when I was like not even a teenager, some of the more elderly people, and say, boy, they are old. They are old. Old. And now that I've reached to be, I'm not old. I'm the same guy living in an older body. Now, I hope you hear me, because you will always be you. Your body will just get older. But you will be you. So here I am, that same kid who said that, rebuking myself because I didn't realize the circle of life. It goes beyond the years that we live. In Hebrews 9 and 27, it says each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment. Wow, that's even greater. I mean, I think we all really understand that someday we're going to make that transition. You need to be preparing for it right now. And that's why I'm talking about what really matters. But beyond that, you need to understand it's not just a transition. There's a judgment. There's a judgment that is going to come from God in Christ that relates to everything that we did on earth. Now, Jesus told several stories about what matters most in life in the Bible and challenged us to listen. One thing he talked about was the cost of discipleship. You see, your relationship with God will cost you something, but you'll gain much more. You'll gain true happiness. You'll gain heaven. But let me tell you what he said in Matthew chapter 16 and 24. He said to his disciples, if you want to be my follower, then you've got to turn away from your selfish ways. Always wanting to be happy and always, you know, wanting to enjoy yourself and to all of those adventures. All those things I read, number one, if you can remember some of those things. You've got to turn away from your selfish ways and you've got to take up your cross and follow me. Cross, Jesus. Yeah, your cross. And the cross wasn't something that hung around a person's neck during Jesus' time. It's a thing that you carried to a hill and you were crucified on it. Jesus was saying you have to die to what you want and pick up what God wants for your life and be able to bear the experiences in life that you're going to encounter, the good, the bad, the ugly. Knowing that you're doing this as my follower, that I'm with you to help you. But yes, you are going to be uncomfortable on your cross as long as you live on earth. It goes on to say, if you try to hang on to your life, if you try to maintain your own happiness, you try to find it on your own, then you're going to lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, look, you've got to exchange your life for obedience to my word. That's exactly what he's saying. If you give up your life in exchange for my word, you'll find your life because I'm the one who's planned it anyway, and you will be blessed. And then he goes on to say, what do you benefit if you gain the whole world on your own, but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than losing your soul? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father and will judge, here we go again, will judge all people according to what they've done. Every human being has an appointment with death, and every human being has an appointment with God, and he will judge you for how you lived on the earth. This is a common theme over and over and over again in the Bible. Jesus is saying it. It's being said by the Holy Spirit over and over again. That matters. It really matters. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, it says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, the grace of God covers your sins. So stop committing more. The Bible says, thank God for God's grace, but shall we continue to sin? Paul said, God forbid. He's delivered us from our sins. Grace is God's mercy extended to us at Christ's expense. When we believe in Jesus Christ as personal Savior, the grace of God covers our sins. But we still have to stop sinning. We still have to change our ways. That's what repent means. It means that you've got to go in the opposite direction. You can't keep doing the things you used to do. The grace of God doesn't cover bad behavior that continues. The Bible says, in fact, that if you are a child of God, you can't continue to sin unless your nature hasn't been changed. The nature of God that comes into our hearts when we accept Jesus Christ through the grace of God causes us not to keep sinning. You can't keep sinning, the Bible says. Now, after death, no one is going to have an opportunity to return and do things differently. This life is the only chance that you have.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab.
The title of the message for today is What Really Matters, Part 1.
Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word declares the righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. When I cry unto thee, then mine enemies are turned back. Father, you see the opposition in our lives. You see the trouble in our lives. You see the problems in our lives. And so today we are asking for divine intervention. We thank you for your love. We thank you for divine protection. And we ask now, Lord, that you would make yourself very real in our situations right now and help us, deliver us. We thank you for hearing us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.